The importance of examining intersectionality in group. Intersectionality is prominent within marginalized communities as they navigate identity and social interaction through experiences of racial or sexual discrimination, negative mental health outcomes from interpersonal stress, microaggressions within racial communities, environmental fears within the workplace, external pressures of social context to conform through gender or sexual norms, and traditional cultural assumptions within their relationships. Supervisors should be expected to recognize and utilize power differentials for supervisory relationship growth. If overlooked, possible hierarchical advantage and systematic oppression may persist. There was a time when I was supervising a Hispanic woman, and she brought up something that wasn't working for her. I tried to relate to her, and then the conversation seemed to go bad. She seemed like she was getting frustrated with me, and I had no idea why. Perhaps I did say something insensitive or misread the real meaning she had to what she was saying. Luckily, my supervisor, who was also a Hispanic woman, was also at the table where we had this discussion and heard everything so that I could debrief with her. I told her I had no idea what had just happened. I wasn't aware that I said anything wrong, but it was clear that the supervisee was dissatisfied with how the conversation went. My supervisor and I discussed the incident and made a plan how to address it. Looking back, I was probably missing something culturally or ethnically that I was not getting. Had we talked about diversity before this conversation, it is likely that both of us would have felt more comfortable talking about our miscommunication because we would have experienced talking about diversity already. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. The important thing is to talk together and grow an awareness of the many different facets of intersectionality.